Anyway, there's plenty of space at the table. I'd invite people to move up and fill these spots. You're such a shrinking violet, Mikey.
I'm so shy.
This is DNS Risk Management Framework Working Group, 10:15 a.m. in Harbor C on October 18th. Thank you.
Okay, we have the all clear. So this is the DNS Risk Management Framework Working Group public session. The agenda today is really to present to you the consultants who have been engaged to do the work on helping us set up this framework and have them walk through some information about their plans for the study. The objective really is to get feedback from you in the room as to how this is all shaping up. Do you have suggestions? Is there any information that we should be aware of that would be useful in conducting this study and that sort of thing? So with that, I will, I guess, introduce the members of the group who are here. I'm Bill Graham. I'm on the ICANN board. This is Ray Polzak to my left here, also ICANN board. Ram Mohan from Afilias and also ICANN board. Roloff Meyer from SIDN on the working group. And at the end there, Patrick Falstrom, chair of the SSAC. I remember it. And with NetNod, right? Excellent. So we're here to listen to you, not have you listen to us. And with that, I'd like to introduce the consultants working with us, whose names I forgot to write down. I'll ask them to introduce themselves. First names, I remember.
I'll help you out. Vaughan Renner and Colin Jackson from
Great.
Westlake Governance.
There we go. Had we had that, we could have done this. So Vaughan and Colin are here with us. Richard was unable to join us from New Zealand for the Toronto meeting, but he will be working on the project. So with that, I will turn it over to you, Vaughan and Colin. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Well, as you can see, there are three of us on the project team. We are 4 days officially into this project, so we are here absolutely to learn rather than to try and tell you too much about where our thinking is at. We have a very short presentation. This is the first slide, just to give you a view about who we are. Westlake Consulting is a boutique governance consultant from Wellington in New Zealand, about miles and miles from here and in a very, very different time zone, which we've struggled with a bit over the last few days. So let me just pass over to Colin, who's just going to run through a couple of slides, and then we're really keen to get input from everybody that's here. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaughan. I'm Colin. I will just add that the reason we've put our ugly mugs up on the screen there is because we're rather hoping that you will approach us and come and tell us things. It's not mere vanity. Now, we're focusing on a risk management framework for the domain name system, and I mean that's a very interesting thing when you start to unpack it. But the first question is, what do we mean by a risk management framework? And rather than read out my slide, I can assume that people can all see that. The point is that this is a framework. We're not offering to work our way through all the many and varied risks on the DNS, because there are people in this community who are far better qualified to do that. But what we are doing here is putting together a framework for assembling these risks, for managing them, and so that decisions can be made about whether some of them should be mitigated and what priority should be associated with that. Okay. There are a lot of risk frameworks out there. Saying it's a solved problem is perhaps overstating the case, but it is something that is widely done. There are risk frameworks that have been endorsed by various standards bodies or industry bodies. They all look pretty much like that one in the middle, which I might add you're not expected to be able to read at that range, but it does say the kind of things that you would normally expect: establishing context, identifying risks, analyzing risks. The reason why they're not all the same, different frameworks, is that the problem domains vary. The domain here, and I appreciate I'm overusing the word domain, but bear with me, please. The domain here, the DNS, is fascinating and peculiar in the real sense of that word, in that we have an environment where the DNS is distributed not just geographically and technically, but politically, for some value of that word. The DNS, as we all know, is operated, maintained by a diverse array of organizations and people. Typically, a risk management framework tends to assume that the person who is operating that framework has control across everything they're trying to manage. Now, that is perhaps a heroic assumption in this case. So that is one of the factors which is going to cause us many interesting discussions in our team as we go ahead and come up with a framework for management in the domain name system. Of course, the other things are the highly technical nature of some of the risks, the balance, the notion that technical risks actually have to be balanced against political risks, and to some extent, by taking the most technically conservative path is perhaps the most politically courageous path in occasion, and we would need to find some mechanism for balancing those, or at least a way of offering a way for sensible decisions to be made about that balance. From here, the process, obviously there's a tick against our first item, to come to Toronto to gather information, and I will re-emphasize that we want to hear from people. We have only hours left in Toronto. We will be sitting in the next session, the DSSA, and then after that we're going to be in the exhibition hall, and we welcome people coming to see us. The next item is looking at a principles approach. We imagine that the first up we will do is brainstorm a set of principles, and working with the working group throughout on this. Candidate frameworks. Now, I should also say that there has been a lot of fine work already done on risk management framework by the DSSA, and there is no assumption in our mind that that will be automatically swept away and replaced. In fact, that would be silly. We will certainly be building on that. Whether we take over the modified NIST framework that DSSA used? We don't yet know, but it's certainly a strong candidate. So we will pick that up as input on our way through this process. Clearly, the multi-stakeholder environment, which I've already alluded to, is one of the major factors we're going to have to bear in mind. And then we will execute a few example risks that we will get from the DSSA papers through this to see how it works out, and we will present at Beijing, at the Beijing meeting in April. That's really all I have to say about what we're doing. I have one further slide, though, which is let's talk. So here we are. We have, as I say, hours left here. We're always on email, just like everybody else is always on email. And in fact, coming from a tiny little country down the bottom of the Pacific, email is really important to us. So thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Chair. And that's the end of my remarks.
Thank you, Colin. Maybe just back the slide up one to the one shot. Maybe two. Yeah, there. I'm thinking that might be a good one to keep on the screen while we talk. Thanks. So there is the plan. I would appreciate it if you have any comments on the plan overall or on how any of these different tasks could be accomplished. Are there any documents or organizations that Vaughan and Colin and Richard should be aware of as this goes forward? Roloff, please.
Yeah, I have two. Well, in fact, I hope that Mike is going to ask the other question I have in mind. It has to do with the slide that we discussed at the previous ICANN meeting, remember, where your working group has said that we think that this is the work that the DNS risk management framework should do. I think it would be good that we get up that slide and get your opinion about that. My question would be, in your introduction, you mentioned that the DNS is a very complex environment to do a risk management or to build a risk management framework for. But the focus of this framework is supposed to be limited to the limited technical mission that ICANN has in the DNS. You are aware of that, I think, yeah? Right? Okay. So how do you have already any ideas or how you're going to make the distinction between the whole DNS and the part that ICANN is doing in it?
Yes, that's a good question. I don't have clarity on answer yet. We're at the stage now where the questions are becoming clear. I'm afraid it's a little early to expect me to be able to give you a flat-out answer for it.
Mikey?
All right, Mikey O'Connor for the transcript and toiler in the basement of working groups. That's my role in ICANN. And I'm very involved in the DSSA, and I sort of want to make a statement more than a question, and that is there's been a lot of conversation about the respective roles of the DSSA and the work of this committee, and as far as I can tell, in conversations with consultants and with your chair and with a lot of the members of this working group, there is absolutely no daylight between the position that this group is taking and the position of the DSSA on who's doing what. So let me try and take a crack at it, because I've been at it for longer than you guys, and so I might be able to use words that will help you. I've talked to these lads a lot, and so as far as I can tell, everything is fine. That's sort of the short version. But let me give you the longer version, which is one way to look at this is that there are two projects running, and if we aren't careful, we might accidentally commingle our scopes, and neither of us want to do that for all the obvious reasons. But I do not think there is commingling of the scopes. I think that the DSSA and the DNS Risk Management Framework Working Group alternate on scope. So in terms of this process, the scope of this committee is broader than the DSSA. The DSSA is focused on risk assessment. We don't do all the rest of that stuff. We don't treat the risks. We don't evaluate the risks. We don't analyze them much. We identify them. We do a little analyzing. We don't do any monitoring. And because we have kind of a blabbermouth chair, we do a fair amount of communicating. So we're narrower, and we communicate about the narrowest thing that we do. So from a scope of the framework, what parts of the framework, this committee's group is broader than DSSA. On the other hand, the reverse is true when you take a look at the scope of the DNS. And this is the point that was just made, which is the scope of this committee is to look at the DNS in the context of the limited technical mission of ICANN. And so if it's inside the ICANN boundary, that's what these folks are building a framework to address. The DSSA is broader in scope. We are analyzing and doing a risk assessment of the DNS. We've put some edges around it, but it's much, much broader than just the ICANN part of the DNS. And as both groups have spent essentially the interim between Prague and now clarifying all that. And I'm pretty comfortable as the chair of the DSSA that we're very clear on the edges of this and that we're not treading on each other much at all. So that's sort of the long version of everything's fine.
Thanks, Mikey. And I have to say that the working group and Patrick Jones to my right here, who I should have introduced earlier, our staff support, spent quite a bit of time working on a definition of the DNS for this purpose when we met earlier in the year. And I think we came up with a pretty tight definition of what the DNS consists of for the purpose of this examination. So we've all spent time, I think, with the folks from Westlake walking through that and being sure that it's clear to them. So I agree with you, long way of saying I agree with you. I think we've got a pretty good understanding of where the bounds are and what work has been done. Anyone else? Questions or comments?
Please.
Hi there.
Could you identify yourself for the scribes, please?
Yep. It's Jonathan Curtis with the CRTC. And I'm just wondering if there's room for when you get to evaluating the risks, before you treat it, is there like a spot where you're going to evaluate the options for treating that risk? You know, I don't know whether that's articulated because it, you know, I mean, do you know what I mean by that? And then a sort of a feedback loop that, you know, maybe that's in the monitoring and review, but I'll let you.
Yeah, it was my hope that I had got that too small for anybody to read it. but thank you. You are right. Really, that is thrown up by way of an example to try to demonstrate what we mean by a framework. And you are right. There is work to be done on that. That is purely an example, and we would certainly look at such things as a process for generating options, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you.
Anyone else? This may be the shortest session in ICANN history. Mikey, please.
I'm Irish. I can't stand a hole that big. Sorry. Let me address another issue that a lot of people have asked me about over the last several months, and that is the question of methodology that may fall out. One of the things about the DSSA is that when we got into doing our risk assessment, we realized that we needed a methodology in order to do it. And in the fullest spirit of building your airplane while you fly it, we quickly ran around looking for a methodology that we could use to do our risk assessment. And our criteria were different, and this is the thing I really want to emphasize. The criteria that we used to select our methodology were: it's got to be free, it's got to be open to the community, and it's got to be in English, because the guy that was doing most of the tailoring is not multilingual. And so we landed on the NIST methodology, which is pretty close to aligned to the ISO series methodologies, but has the advantage over ISO being free. And we tailored it to the DNS so that we could do what we're chartered to do. However, and people have said, well, what are these people going to do? Are they just going to throw all that work away? And, you know, everybody got kind of bent out of shape about that. And so I want to sort of put that issue on the table and then put it to rest. Because I don't want, and I'm speaking personally now, not as the chair of the working group, because I haven't checked with the working group on this, but I don't want the DNS risk management framework group to feel constrained by the choices that we made. We did this almost accidentally. We did it because we sort of had to do it in order to get our work done. But this project is chartered to do that. It's the primary deliverable of the project. And I'm confident that whatever comes out of this project, we will just steal, because it will be close enough to what we're already doing, and it may be much better, in which case we'll just steal it. And so if you all want to steal our stuff, that's great. And if we can help you steal it, we will certainly help you do that. But I don't want you to feel any pressure from the community that you're going to get anybody's feathers in a bundle if you elect not to use what we've done. Because I think that would be a disservice to the mission of both of our groups. And so to the extent that there's an issue there and you're unhappy with what I said, I'll see you outside about that. But I want to make it really clear that there is absolutely no pressure from the DSSA to constrain what you're doing on this, and we'll just steal whatever work you do. Hopefully it'll be free so that we can steal it back, because we are constrained. We can't take proprietary methodologies that, because our constituencies can't afford to pay for method. I mean, I can afford to pay a fee for a methodology. But if you could do it in such a way that we could steal bits of it and put it out into the world, that would be helpful.
Thanks, Mikey. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And of course, the purpose of doing this work and establishing the framework is so that there can be a well-functioning risk management function built up within ICANN staff itself. So that's the what will finally be done with the framework. So it's important that it be something that can be freely stolen. Anyone else? Patrick.
So Patrick Jones from the staff. I'm just going to read Julie Hammer has posted a comment in the through the remote participation chat. So she says that she thinks Mikey's got the issues covered. However, she would like to make a comment that she's had the opportunity to work with this team in the past and have confidence in their capability. So she says, I think ICANN has chosen well. So thank you, Julie. Before I turn it over, Bill, can you talk a little bit and the rest of the working group members about the timing once the framework is developed and presented, the life cycle that might be expected for the working group, and where this effort may transition in oversight within the board and also from a staff side. I can talk about that.
Okay, I'll take a shot at it and invite other members to pitch in. The Risk Management Framework Working Group was put together at the board level to make sure that this got a high level of profile and oversight, and that the job gets done in a timely fashion, because there have been a number of internal and external expressions of concern about the stability of the DNS and whether risks are being appropriately managed. So that's why it's a board working group. We reached out into the community and added non-board members so that we would have the expertise we needed to oversee this. And the charter then of the group is to get this project done and see it passed into staff and a proper risk management function up and running. At that point, I would see this particular working group going away, and the continuing oversight probably would go into the board risk committee. Seems to me that's the appropriate place for it to live, and we don't need to continue existing as a working group. This really is seen as being a time-limited and certainly functionally limited group. Anyone else? Olivier, please.
Thank you, Bill. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. I'm one of the co-chairs of the DSSA. I was a few minutes late, just checking on the timetable of the actual work of Westlake. What is your time frame onto when your deliverables will arrive?
Thank you. We will deliver the framework at the Beijing meeting.
So that's the end. Beyond that, you're not remaining involved beyond the...
Well, our engagement also has potential for us to assist with the first execution of the cycle through the risk framework. I haven't focused on that at this meeting, but that is a matter for the working group to determine.
Okay, and then another question.
Yeah, we definitely see this as phase one, coming back to the community for comment, but essentially finishing at Beijing. I'm sure there will be some shining and polishing to do after that, just to make sure we've got it right. There's been consideration of a possible phase two, but since that's currently outside the mandate of the working group, not too much more than talking about it. You have another question?
And it's Olivier again for the transcript. Second question. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave and miss the DSSA session because I have to chair another meeting. But with regards to when your work takes place, I'd like to extend the remind you that the DSSA working group is always open to liaise if there are any questions as to the work that it will have done. I'm sure Mikey will do a fantastic job of in the next session to take us through the latest developments, but it's certainly interested in lending a hand if there are any questions.
Thank you. I should say that we've already spent quite some time with Mikey and with other members of the DSSA, but we do appreciate the support and assistance it's giving us, and we're particularly appreciative of the approach that the DSSA is taking of letting us be free to go out and do what does appear to be the best for the mission, and that Mikey stressed a few moments ago. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments or questions? I don't see any. Nothing online? Okay, well, maybe the best thing to do then is to adjourn, if there's nothing further to say. Vaughn and Colin are available for one-on-one chats now. and until the plane leaves later today, I guess. So thank you for the presentation.
Thank you very much. Other than we are sitting in the DSSA session that's coming at 11:15, I think. So. Thank you very much.
Good. Mikey, please.
This is Mikey. I just want to put in a plug for the DSSA session, which is likely to go right to the very end, an hour and a half. So don't go away. Go get some coffee. It's a perfect break to, you know. But don't leave, because we've got stuff that we want to show you and get your help with.
Mike is now locking the doors, and and this session is adjourned. Thank you very much.